a joy, or maybe relief is the word, to see him scoring in the playoffs, 3-3.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself to score and wants to be that guy that scores big goals. And yeah, I think it's great for his confidence right now, and it's a good sign.
One goal in his last 19 only. Did you kind of wonder what kind of playoff he'd have?
No, I mean, I feel like he's one of those guys that goes a lot by feel, and obviously when he's not scoring, he's really hard on himself and can get pretty down. I mean, but that just shows how much he cares, how much he wants to score and wants to help the team. And the fact that he's scoring now is a great sign for us.
Brian, what did you see on that 4-on-4 goal? It looked like you guys were almost playing keep away for about a minute before Patrick scored the goal. And what is it maybe about 4-on-4 that seems to suit your team so well?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what it is. You know, that shift, I thought we just did a great job controlling it. You know, any time there was kind of a battle for a loose puck, we got it back, which was huge and allowed us to keep possession. And you know, we just kept going until they made a mistake and left Patty alone. And you know, he did a great job finishing it off.
Teams always say going into a game or going into a series that they're going to do everything they can to be tight on Patrick, but then he still winds up being wide open. What is it about him that allows him to find that space?
I think he's just really good at it. I mean, I feel like a lot of times when he scores, he is wide open. But that's, I think, large part to how good he is at finding that open ice. He's just one of those guys that knows where to go, knows where to find those sweet spots. And for whatever reason, teams have trouble, you know, finding them in those areas. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, when you're playing against someone like that, you want to stay tight on him and you want to know where he is on the ice, but that just shows how good he is at finding that space.
You've played with him a lot. How much more predictable is his overall game than he used to be?
Yeah, I feel like he's just doing a lot of other things well other than scoring. I feel like he's playing hard, he's finishing his checks, and he's playing really good defensively right now. So he's just doing kind of everything we need him to do.
You guys got 6 against Bennington last night. He's been as good as anybody here for about 4 months. Does that give you confidence that this is a guy that can be beaten often?
Yeah. I thought he still played really good. I mean, you look at that first period and some of the saves he made. You know, we definitely could have had, you know, a lead after the first. So it's just one game. From everything we've seen, you know, there's not a lot of cracks in his game. So I think it's the same thing. I mean, I thought we did a good job of when he did make those saves, and we kept positive and we kept knowing that if we threw more at him, that eventually something was going to go in. And you know, we found some cracks last night.
Brian, what does it mean to your team when Buff is engaged like he appeared to be very much so last night?
I think that's huge. I think that's you know, when he's playing like he is, you know, I mean, scoring, you know, getting in their faces a bit, playing physical. I think he's, you know, one of the most dangerous players on the ice and one of the biggest influencers in the game. You know, he's one of those guys that when he's playing like that, you're really glad that he's on your team.
Brian, there's a lot of stretches in games 1 and 2 where your team controlled the play, but you seem to do a lot more consistently in game 3. What went into that? Why were you able to do it that much
longer? You know, I think just like Wheel said, it feels like whenever we have a big game or whenever we know we need a big win, our team steps up and plays well. And, you know, I felt just right from puck drop last night, we were really focused in on what we had to do. And, you know, we knew we had to play a big game. And we're going to have to do the same thing tomorrow.